It's tough. I mean, really, you look across their whole defensive line, they get pressure from just about every position up front. And I think a lot of that creates opportunities for other guys, too. So they're playing real well together. It's one of the probably most talented front sevens that we'll see. So, you know, we studied them hard this week and feel like we've got a pretty good plan for them. But we know it's going to be a challenge, and we're just going to have to do best job up to our capabilities and making sure we're winning, especially the one-on-one matchups.
How much better do you think you guys can be in the last 2 months?
I mean, I don't know yet, but hopefully, you know, I think the one thing is we realize that we've yet to kind of play a complete game. I mean, we have games where, you know, we protect real well, but we don't run the ball very well, and then games where we run the ball well and, you know, let up a few too many pressures and hits. So, you know, we're just every week we're looking to get better. You know, this is obviously going to be a tough challenge for us in Chicago, but it's a good chance to kind of see what we've got as you know, we get Taylor back and, you know, really have a complete unit. Hopefully, so it'll be a good starting point for us.
Get you back. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Yeah, it was, you know, I think the thing with the protocol, it's kind of pain in the butt sometimes with how long it is, but at the same time, you appreciate it. They want to make sure that, you know, obviously you're back to 100% before you go out and put yourself at any further risk. So it's been a good week. You know, involved every day this week, Wednesday, Thursday, today, and no setbacks, so I feel pretty good.
The symptoms were delayed, obviously. What was Wednesday like for you?
It's kind of tough to remember. I mean, Tuesday was a tough day. I was super tired. I mean, I had, you know, maybe 2 hours of sleep coming off the Monday night game, and Wednesday coming in was just didn't feel right. And, you know, I've been playing long enough and had a couple concussions that I kind of knew that, kind of felt that feeling creeping on. And at that point, you just can't really mess with those type of things. So, like I said, I mean, it was, I think I started really feeling better Friday or Saturday, kind of back to normal. But just, I think the time that I entered the protocol didn't really give me a chance to play last week. So, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't my first one. Probably won't be the last one. And obviously, I think players know the risks that we take playing the game, and it's something that, you know, I think the benefits, kind of a little bit higher in my mind.
You still tried to practice. You said you know, you kind of felt it early on. You still tried to practice, though. Were you going to try to tough that out?
It wasn't about toughing it out. It was just kind of. I wasn't 100% sure yet, you know, so I kind of wanted to go out and maybe I was trying to convince myself that maybe I was a little tired or something. And then once we got out there, started moving around, it's kind of when it hit me that I wasn't feeling great. So it's nothing unusual. I mean, I've had a couple of them in my past that have been pretty similar. So but the good thing is it's never really caused me any lingering effects. You know, I just need a couple days to kind of sit back, hit the reset button, relax, and, you know, usually recover pretty quick from those, and I feel great this week.